I don't have a presentation. I will briefly share information with you about our improvements. We have improved the communication with the public and the availability of all data. As I already mentioned about air quality monitoring, we have a very modern state network. During 2019, we got more than 1 million euros from European Commission and bought equipment. We installed two more stations. So we are a small country, as you know. So we now have in our state network 10 automatic stations. One station is MEP stations, and 9 stations are installed in 3 air quality zones. During that big project, we reorganized our state network. So we are totally harmonized with European standards, and our legislative also is harmonized, absolutely harmonized with European legislation. So from 2010, we send all data to IONET network, also for inventory, for both inventories reports. Then we also have pollen state for pollen concentration for state network. It's very interesting for our citizens. We have almost daily communication with our citizens regarding air quality results to explain how they impact on the health, on what to do when high concentration, because we have problems during the winter season with PM10 and PM2.5 concentration. Also, on our website, we calculate our results regarding the air quality, European Air Quality Index. We simplify that communication, because when concentration are going to be higher, the color of the automatic stations change, so from green to yellow or red. So we have from 2014 we have real-time reporting on our website. Also, we prepare yearly information on the state of the environment. So we provide information regarding air quality, noise, water quality, surface, ground, underground water, seawater, marine ecosystem, biodiversity. So all that information we collect and prepare reports in information on the state of the environment. And then that report go to the government, and the government adopt the information. Reports on the state of the environment based on indicators that are produced every 4 years. So so far we have published 2 reports in accordance with, I think, 40 indicators, environmental indicators. And as I mentioned, we are now preparing new indicator regarding microplastics and micro-waste. Then we have on our website map with the data on nature protected areas of Montenegro. And my agency, we are not only for monitoring of environment in charge. We also have sectors for licensing. So you can find on our website a lot of reports concerned on environmental impact assessment, then strategic environmental impact assessment reports, a lot of permits for traffic and use of ionizing radiation sources, then permits, registration, consent, and application for waste management, all types, permits for the protection of the ozone layer, then CITES permits according to the law of nature protection, measuring noise, integrated IPPC, lot of brochures, education campaigns, from the kindergarten to schools to universities, we have a lot of activities. Then we have a national voluntary report on implementation of SDG indicators. For the at the beginning we had 63, now we reporting about, I think, about 130 indicators. With UNECE support, we developed platform for sdgmontenegro.me, thanks to UNECE, and all this data you can find on this platform. Then now the latest activities are connected with PRTR obligation. The PRTR software should be installed within the project improvement of PRTR registers in the countries of the Western Balkans and the Republic of Moldova. The reason why this software is still not operational, even though the project has been completed, is the harmonization of the software with the requirements of cyber protection that are mandatory in Montenegro after the cyber attack that created a big problem in the work of the state administration. So this system will be very close to the Serbian system, and Nebojša is one of our, and will be one of our consultants, Nebojša Ređić, colleague from Serbia. And we got yesterday promise from the IT expert who is in charge for installation that this will be operational until next Friday. So you all heard about that promise that it will be next Friday, and I hope that this year we will have maybe I can say pilot report, and I hope that next year we will fully report PRTR report for Montenegro. And for the end, next week or next Monday, team from UNECE will visit Montenegro, all our environmental institutions and ministries to prepare EPR report. You were in Montenegro 10 years ago. We are happy to see you in Montenegro and welcome.